Podcast. The goal of this podcast and this community is to support and empower you in your journey through your motherhood and your womanhood. I'm Erin, your host, and I have been down in the deep of the shame and the shock and the overwhelm of being a single parent. But I want to teach you what I've learned to come out of all that into a joy-filled motherhood and womanhood that I love. I will help you focus on three areas that have the potential to make a huge difference in your life. Number one, strategies, rhythms, and systems that make your life easier. Number two, making the most of your money. And number three, we'll focus on taking care of you and figuring out what you want, my dear, because you are the boss, the queen. You are a beautiful soul. So follow this podcast, join the community, and let's start working on that right now. Hello and welcome. Today is a super quick episode to give you a very practical, like you can start it today, strategy to take care of yourself. So we talk a lot on this podcast about carving out time for your well-being. You run the ship, you gotta be well. But how do you do it and stick with it? I think this one is going to stick. I also talk about rhythms that you need to support you in your home. And a huge rhythm that you need is the coming home rhythm. The rhythm of coming home from work and school and like what you do when you get home. So today we are combining those two needs, the coming home rhythm and how you can carve out time for yourself. This is going to be great, right? For me, coming home from work and picking up the kids from daycare and then we all get home, that's when I'm the most tired and the most uncomfortable. Like, get me out of my work clothes. Get me out of my bra. I'm the most drained of energy. But really, my day is not over. Like, I've got so much to do yet. I got to cook dinner. We got to clean up, do baths, do homework, all the things. My day is not even close to being over. And I'm tired. So without a rhythm, this can turn into a really stressful time. Like we get home and people just start asking me for food. What's for dinner? I got to figure out dinner a lot of the time. Stuff just gets thrown on the ground. The backpacks, the shoes, the folders, the papers get put on the counter. So that can turn into a stressful time. Without a rhythm, it could also turn into a numbing out time. Like definitely for me, I don't know about you, but it's like turn the TV on, get a snack, sit in front of the TV. And I used to do that a lot, but it was my alone time. Like, I cannot tell you how much I gave the kids a frozen pizza or cereal and they ate in front of the TV watching PBS Kids. And I sat in my chair, like eating alone, numbing out. That was my alone time. So, and honestly, that was kind of necessary in the season that I was in. I needed that alone time. But it's really not the ideal. It's really not healthy. Like scientifically, it's actually not healthy at all to eat in front of the TV. So it's not something that I want to do constantly. And all of a sudden, really, if you do that, like all of a sudden it's late. You watch two TV shows, an hour has gone by. You didn't even do your homework yet. You still got to clean up the kitchen. And now you're just like in a zombie mode where you just want to sit. So we need a rhythm when we come home to support us from stressing out, numbing out. But I need that quiet time. Like, okay, if I'm not going to sit and watch two TV shows quietly, I do need something else because I need quiet time when I get home. So we created, well, I created a rule in my house that there will be 8 minutes of no talking when we come home after school and work. 8 minutes. And I'll explain how I came to the 8 minutes, but let's get into it. So I remind them in the van when we're on our way home. Guys, don't forget, we got to have our 8 minutes of no talking. So when we walk in the door, I actually set the timer on my phone for 8 minutes. I'm not on my phone during this time. It's just 8 minutes on my phone timer. We walk in the door. I put away all my stuff and I've been working on like holding on to everything. not setting anything down until I'm putting it in the right spot. So if I have my arms full, I just take one thing out of my arm at a time and put it away until my arms are empty. I don't just throw everything on the table. That's also been helping. My kids hang up their things and it's quiet. And I go change my clothes. I tidy up my room a little bit. I think about dinner without anybody bugging me about what's for dinner. No one is allowed to ask for a snack. There's no TV or tablet or anything. I tell the kids they should be cleaning something because really that's what they should be doing during this 8 minutes, and I'll get to that. But I don't bug, like if they're not doing it, I do not stress about that. I don't make them, so they don't really have to. What they've been doing is they sit and read in their room. And that's the quiet time. And then the 8 minute timer dings, it's over, and it's just a great transition to our night. I feel peaceful right now just talking about it. Like, I love this 8 minutes of silence, and it's kind of funny. We kind of laugh about it. Like, 8 minutes, set the timer, nobody can talk. Quiet game, right? Kids love the quiet game. So, where did the 8 minutes come from? Now you're really going to think I'm a little wacko. And I think I mentioned this in the holiday planning episode, but I recently time blocked my entire life. So I'm actually going to do an episode about this next. So I'll go into way more detail with this, I think, next week. But I wanted to say yes to something I was asked to do, but it would take time. So I really needed to figure out if I had the time. So I time blocked everything down to the minute in my day and in my week. And in there, I put 15 minutes a day for tidying up. Like more on the week, I think 2 hours on the weekend I put, and 15 minutes a day on the weekdays. But I broke that up into 8 minutes when I get home and 7 minutes before bed. So this 8 minutes is really a 15-minute tidying time broken up. And that's why the kids are supposed to be tidying up. But like I said, as long as they're quiet and not bugging me, that sounds so bad, not bugging me. As long as they're quiet and giving me 8 minutes of the peace that I need to be a happy, healthy mother, I don't bug them about tidying. And even though I don't stick to exactly the minute-to-minute time block schedule every single day, it was a really good method to have a visual of my days and what I have time for and what I don't have time for. So like I said, more on that coming soon. Now, let me give you some tips on how to teach this to your kids. So again, remind them that it's coming. When we're driving home, I'm reminding them, just remember, when we get home, we're going to set the 8 minute timer and no one is going to talk during that time. And I really describe what it should look like and sound like. So I tell them, so when you go in the house, it should sound silent. We're not talking, but you still should go in and hang up your things, get your folders out, put them on the counter, and then you should go in your room and tidy up. Just pick up a few things, but no talking. So again, they didn't really go in their room and tidy up. They went in their room and laid on their bed and read, but I'll take it. So, and then, okay, when you're in the house, don't talk no matter what. Don't talk. Like if your kids ask you a question, just silently hold up your wait finger, like your one finger, like wait, and point to the timer. So do not talk. Just hold up that finger and point to the timer, which tells them like you'll answer their question when the timer is done. And if you really have to answer, like if it is a question that you really have to answer, make it a whisper at least, and really try just to tell them to wait the 8 minutes or however many minutes you need for this. If they're talking, just slowly, calmly get in front of them, look them in their eyes, hold up like your shush finger in front of your mouth, but nicely, calmly, and point to the timer. So again, you are staying silent because you're modeling that it has to be silent, and you're just very calmly reminding them. They'll get it. They'll get it. When it's over, the timer rings, I truly, almost every time, like, I thank them and I tell them, guys, I really needed that quiet time. You are really helping me by doing that. I work my hardest at work all day and I want to have a good night with you, but I just really need that quiet time when I get home. So thank you. Thank you for giving me that. Don't you think like that's fine to model for your kids that we work hard and we need a little quiet time? And even if your kids are littler, like my kids are 7 and 9. Wow. 7 and 9. But even if your kids are as little as like toddlers, I think they can do this. Put a, like maybe have a spot for them, a blanket in the living room floor or their play area or their bedroom, and put one or two toys on there and just tell them they have to play in this spot until the timer goes off. And it's not like a punishment. As long, I feel like you really have, it's not a punishment. Like this is just what we do. And I remind your little kids too, like when we get home, you're going to go play on the blanket for the timer till the timer beeps. What toy do you want to play with today? Do you want this toy or this toy? Okay, I'll get that toy and put it on your blanket. And then I'm going to go change my clothes and you're going to go on the blanket. And remember, it's the quiet game. It's the quiet game the whole time. Okay, and then, yeah, really reinforce it. Like when the timer rings, come give hugs, give kisses, give snuggles. Okay, so that's it. That is the shorty episode of how to get 8 minutes of peace when you get home and really like reset for your night. So are you going to do it? I hope that you do it. Do it. No talking for 8 minutes when you get home. And this school, well, if you live in America, you're about to have winter holiday break. I don't know if that's a thing for everywhere. It probably is. So then when your kids go back to school, this is the perfect time to like reset your coming home rhythm. Reset it. Okay, so thank you for being here. If you try this, send me a message on Instagram and tell me how it goes. I'd love to hear if it's working, if it's helpful. And also, like, if you have a topic that you want to talk about on this podcast, DM me on Instagram. It's Soul Mother Community. DM me, tell me how it goes, or tell me if you want to talk about something, or really if you just want to say hi, DM me on Instagram. I'm not on there all the time, but I do check in consistently and I would love to hear from you. So take care for now and see you next time.